Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Brian London, our host down at the New Orleans Investment Conference, also the editor of the Gold Newsletter. Now Brian, let's focus on the precious metals because it's a very good day right now for the metals. A nice rally in gold on the futures market, up over $50 at $19.47 right now. Silver on the spot contract is up over a dollar, and the stocks are moving aggressively. So GDX is up over 6%. GDXJ right now is up about 7.5%. SIL, so the silver miners ETF, that's up about 7.5%. Brian, this brings up the question of what kind of rally is this? Is this simply short covering? Is this investors maybe just accepting the election results and understanding that we finally will get some more stimulus? How are you viewing this rally today?
Well, Corey, I'm looking at it as more of a trend following phenomenon. You know, when you see the market pop like this, when you see this kind of a rally, then, you know, experienced investors like us, your mind immediately goes to short covering. You know, that's what tends to prompt this kind of a really sharp rebound, sharp bounce in the market. But I can't imagine anybody or any significant group of investors or traders being short gold going into this election, because there was really no telling what was going to happen. And further, there was no telling how the market was going to interpret what was going to happen. So there was so many ways to lose on a short bet going into this election. So I think this rally is more of a trend following rally, in that there's a very significant, really massive group of investors out there, including a lot of generalist investors, who are pre-positioned or predetermined to buy gold once this correction ends. And don't, and a bit of FOMO too, they don't want to miss out on the next big rally. They recognize the big macro picture isn't changed to any huge degree, no matter what the outcome of the election is, that there has to be tremendous stimulus spending, and there has to be further, you know, unprecedentedly easy money policy by the Fed. So you have to get on the gold train if all of that's happening, and people don't want to get left behind. So I think this is a matter of the gold market showed that there was a significant rebound coming. It showed that investors recognize that whatever the outcome of the election is, there's some certainty developing, and it's not going to be terrible. It's probably even going to be good for the gold market. And now it's building on itself, and people don't want to let the train get out the station without being on board.
So, Brian, one thing that I think is very important to watch are the ETFs. So GDX, GDXJ, because those have been showing relative weakness over the past about 3 months compared to the gold price. It was, for the most part, moving sideways. Today's a very important day because GDX is coming very close to its recent high. It was a lower high, which we had seen consecutively lower highs back in kind of the middle of October. But where we are trading right now on a weekly basis, if GDX can close here, it'd be the highest close since the middle of September. So it would finally break that downtrend that it has been in. How significant do you think it is to see the action in the underlying stocks that I just outlined here?
Hugely important, as we know that that's a confirmatory indicator. That and outperformance of silver are the two primary indicators that you actually have a sustained trend developing. And they are both leading gold. They are both outperforming right now. And in fact, I think that is an extraordinary opportunity right now. You know, once these big miners start showing with their quarterlies, start showing these earnings, you get those earnings reports, and it will be the primary industry out there that is really a growth industry in this current environment, and not something that's due just to traders' speculation and easy money. They're making real money right now, and a lot of it. And their pockets are bulging. So I think that's an opportunity. You look at the re-rating of the major producers, which never did recognize or never did have the most recent gold rally factored into their ratings. in their PEs. So you have a re-rating of the big miners, and then after that you have to look at the M&A candidates out there in the junior space, because these big miners are going to have to go out there and replace reserves. They're going to have the cash to do it, and there are a lot of targets out there.
There are a lot of targets. And hey, to your point, these miners are already showing some very nice quarterly growth. And this quarter, when we do finish it, should be even better, because the gold price has sustained this generally higher level. One thing about these majors in M&A, though, I've had a couple conversations with company executives who have worked at these major companies, and they said the problem with the majors is they're such big organizations, it takes a lot of time to turn the ship. And quite frankly, in the majors, we haven't even seen them offload a lot of these non-core assets that they talked about doing back when we saw that consolidation about 2 years ago, I think it was now. So yeah, it might be that the majors are still a little bit slow to turn that ship, but that's okay, right? These juniors are still cashed up, and if they can build on their market cap, then hopefully we get some more attractive takeovers, because in all fairness, some of the recent M&A transactions haven't impressed the market.
Yeah, true enough, but you have to also recognize that once the bidding starts for some of these assets, then that accelerates things tremendously. All it takes really is one to go in there, then all of a sudden you're going to have the C-suites at a lot of these big miners are starting to, they'll burn the midnight oil very quickly and come in with competitive bids, because there's not that much or that many projects to go around, and they're going to have to pay up for them very quickly or very soon once that trend starts.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hopefully that starts sooner rather than later so that people can start rotating some of these gains into some other stocks. But Brian, exactly. Let's talk about this broad market here, because everything's moving higher. Yesterday was a very strong day for the broad averages, especially the NASDAQ. It really does seem to be the market, touching back on one of your earlier points, accepting this election outcome. Because it's a divided election, it doesn't seem like the Democrats are going to be able to get through major tax increases, but we should finally see some spending bill happen. So is this the perfect storm for markets?
Perhaps, but I think it's a bit more complicated than just the indices might indicate. For example, in yesterday's rally, the volume in the losers on the New York Stock Exchange was actually greater than the volume on the gainers. And what we saw, as much as anything else, was a really major rotation into growth stocks, into companies that had the potential to grow no matter what happened in the economy, even if we had a slow growth economy going forward. So there were a lot of investors out there buying growth. And that kind of ties into what we're seeing today, not only in the broader market, but also in the gold sector, in that if investors are looking for kind of foolproof investments, stocks that are going to go up regardless and assets that are going to rise in price regardless, well, then you have to look at gold and gold miners and silver miners, because they will profit. They will prosper almost regardless of what's going to happen in the future. You know that gold prices and silver prices are going to rise, or at least you're very confident they will, given the macro factors at play, given the fact that stimulus is going to be coming up, and you still have historically record levels or record degree of easy money in the market. So it's an environment where you know that gold and silver are probably going to rise. So the miners are going to do very well.
What about the juniors then? How is this all going to trickle down to the juniors, understanding that, yes, they can get pulled up when the whole sector is going higher, but where are you going to be focused? Where do you think some of these juniors stand the best chance of outperforming just this broad rising market?
Yeah, I think we're going to have another stage. You know, back in March and April, the first ones to move are the companies that might be M&A targets, the companies that had the big resources. So I think once again, we're having a renewed start to this gold bull, or will have one, regardless of what happens today or tomorrow. At some point, and at the latest by mid-December, we're going to, I think, bottom and have another real start to this gold bull market. So if you focus on those companies that have large resources that are M&A targets, potential M&A targets, I think those are going to move more quickly. They're going to be the initial ones to move. And that's where the relatively easier money is going to be made. There are still a lot of good exploration plays out there. But in that sector, in that area, you need to look at the share structure and see when their last financing was and when that paper's coming free. There are some companies out there that are going through that process now that are probably good deals.
Yeah, we are about to see billions of dollars worth of shares become free trading. So we'll see just how big of an impact it has on some of these underlying stocks. Overall, though, Brian, is this move today enough for you to say, look, the bottom is in, this three-month correction is in, and if you have cash on the sidelines, you are putting it at work and trying to ride this higher?
Well, I think it's a fool's game to try and pick the exact bottom. I have been telling people that for a while that we don't know whether the bottom is going to be now, tomorrow, next week, but it's going to be put in at some point, in my view, between now and mid-December. And in that light, you need to just be accumulating and buying these stories and buying specific stories when they individually have a day of weakness here and there. Just accumulate, because again, the short term for gold and silver and mining stocks is cloudier than the long term. And if you keep your eyes focused on the horizon, keep looking at the long term and knowing that prices are much likely going to be much higher a year, 2 years down the road, then buying these stocks in the short term on temporary bouts of weakness is a winning strategy.
All right. Hey, Brian, great having you on the show, buddy. Thanks for sharing some of your thoughts on the market today. And it's a much better market for all of us precious metals investors, and especially for all these gold bugs. Hopefully this uptrend, or at least this bounce, continues through the end of the week, because that would be crucial for some of these charts. Brian, thanks for your time, buddy. I'll chat with you in another couple weeks.
Thank you, Corey. Always a pleasure.